Rise. I'm John, the 2-hour time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leap through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date, today being the 29th of September. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 522 BC, Darius I of Persia, also known as Darius the Great, became king of the Persian Empire by killing the previous occupant of the throne. According to the official history, the man Darius replaced was a usurper to the throne, a Mangean by the name of Guamata, who had no rightful claim. However, and here's where it gets interesting, some scholars actually believe the man Darius killed was actually Bardiya, son of Cyrus the Great and the throne's rightful heir, with the usurper story only a myth that Darius spread to secure his claim. Regardless, Darius would go on to defeat other rebellions in his kingdom and reign for the next 36 years. September 29th in 1227, Frederick II, the Holy Roman Emperor, was excommunicated by Pope Gregory IX for his failure to participate in the Crusades. The Battle of Auray took place on this day in 1364, where English forces defeated the French in Brittany, ending the War of the Breton Succession. An earthquake struck Antigua, Guatemala on September 29th in 1717, destroying much of the city's architecture and making authorities consider moving the capital to a different city. 1789, the United States Department of War first established a regular army with a strength of several hundred men. Probably wouldn't look like much compared to the modern American military. 1791, the west coast of Australia was claimed by British Commander George Vancouver. Previously, only the east coast, where we're living right now in Sydney, had been claimed for the crown. 1938, the Munich Agreement permitting Nazi Germany's annexation of portions of Czechoslovakia was decided between Germany, the United Kingdom, France, and Italy on today's date. The Munich Agreement is often seen as an attempt by the United Kingdom and France to assuage Adolf Hitler and avoid war, which failed utterly, Hitler viewing it instead as a sign of weakness that encouraged him to amp up his warmongering instead. This day in 1976, American rocker Jerry Lee Lewis, while attempting to shoot soda bottles with a .357 revolver, accidentally shot his bass player Norman Owens twice in the chest, nearly killing him. The story is a little suspicious to me. Accidentally shooting somebody once, I can believe, but twice? Well, that seems like a little bit of a coincidence. NASA launched STS-26, the return to flight mission, on today's date in 1986, the first mission following the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster. And finally, on today's date in 2008, following the bankruptcies of Lehman Brothers and Washington Mutual, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 777.68 points, the largest single-day point loss in its history. Some very famous birthdays for you as well this morning. Larry Linville, Frank Burns of MASH, was born on this day in 1939. Former Italian PM and dirty old man Silvio Berlusconi is 81 today. Ian McShane, absolutely terrific in American Gods. I would highly recommend you watch that one if you haven't already. He is turning 75 this morning. And our very own former Prime Minister Julia Gillard is turning 56 this morning. Happy birthday, Julia. Got some very famous musos for you as well this morning. Jerry Lee Lewis, mentioned him just a minute ago. He's 82 today. Yes, the night he shot his bassist was a birthday celebration, so you might expect there was probably a little bit of drinking going on. Les Claypool of Primus is turning 54 this morning. Halsey is 23. Julian Baker is 22, but we are going in on this one this morning. This one going out to Mark Farno, the guitarist, singer and songwriter who was a founding member of the 1970s rock band Grand Funk Railroad. Would you believe he started out playing on the tuba, but quickly realized he would not make it as a star playing the tuba, playing that instrument. He's not wrong. I can't name a lot of famous tuba players, if I'm honest. He's 69 today, going out on a classic from them. This is Heartbreaker for This Day in History on 2SER 107.3.